friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Eliezer Zev ben Dvora. Bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yado v'chol menovim aleph. We're going to be learning here to Shem about the inyan of bikurim. V'asa l'kohen asher yeh b'yomim ahem u'marta elav. You got it, Yom Hashem Elokecha, Kibasi Elar, Hashem Nishba, Hashem Elar, Hashem Elar, Hashem Elar, you should go to the Kohen that will be in those days. And you say to him, I told Hashem today, they came to the land that he swore to our forefathers to give us. In the Mishnah and Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, it says, Hager Mevi Ve'eno Kori, Hager brings Bikurim, but he doesn't read the Parsha. She'enu Yecholom, Hashem Nishba, Hashem Elar, Hashem Elar, Hashem Elar, he can't say that God swore to our forefathers to give to us. The Artadur explains, She'ein avos of mi Yisrael v'agerim lonot l'chelek baritz, that his avos aren't Jewish, he's a ger, and the gerim also didn't take a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So it's mashma that in gerim there are two psulim. One psul that he can't say asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu, and a second because his avos are not from the Jewish people, and also he can't say l'asei solano because the gerim didn't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so he wasn't given anything. In the Mishnah Bikurim there, in Mishnah Hey, it says, Ha'apetropos v'ashliach v'ebed v'isha, etc. Me'vin v'lo v'arin che'en yucholim lomar asher nasata li Hashem. An apetropos, an agent, and a shliach, and an eved, and an isha, bring the Bikurim. Right, somebody who's responsible for someone else's property, and an agent, and an eved, and an isha, they can bring Bikurim, but they don't read the parasha because they can't say Asher Nasata Li Hashem. And this is referring to the pasuk later on, pasuk Yud, Ve'ata Hinei Vesi Es Reshis Pri Adam Asher Nasata Li Hashem. The Bartanura explains that a woman cannot say Asher Nasata Li Hashem because Eretz Yisrael wasn't given to women. And therefore, she can't say the land that you gave me. Also a shliach and apotropos, they can't say that this bikurim is coming evet. You can't say this land is coming from this, these fruits are coming from the land you gave me, because it's not. So it turns out then that a ger has two psulim. One, he can't say avoseinu because his avos are not from the Jewish people, and also he can't say asher nasata li because they don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. A woman, there's only one psul. She can't say asher nasata li because she doesn't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, but she doesn't have the psul of avoseinu. She could say avoseinu because she is a member of the Jewish people. The Rambam writes, Aisha, etc. V'chein apetropos v'eved v'shliach einan karin. The Rambam writes, the fourth parak of Bikur Malach Aleph, that a woman, and so to an apotropos, and Eben, a shliach, don't read, because they can't say Asher Nasatali Hashem, but a ger brings and he reads, because it says Tavram Avinu of Hamon Goyim Nesaticha, you are the father of the whole world. Everyone who goes Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, under the wings of the Shechina, is descended as a spiritual descendant of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu had the Shavua that his children were going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, and Kohanim Levim can also bring because they have the Arei Migrash, the special cities that were given to them. And the Makor of the Rambam is in the Yerushalmi, Bikurim Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ger Asmo Maybe V'Kore Matam Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha Ashavar Yisav La'Aram Ikan Ve'Elech Av L'Chol HaGoyim. Used to just be the father of Aram, now you're the father of all the nations. It's brought in the Kesef Mishnah and the Radbaz. So we can ask that it's true that a Ger has no Chisaron Av Avoseinu because Avram Avinu is Av Hamon Goyim, and he's like this person's like the son, the spiritual son of Avram Avinu, but there's still the second psul. Can't say Asher Nasata Li Hashem. They don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It's no better than a woman, because she's definitely Mizera Avram. Nevertheless, she can't read, because she can't say Asher Nasata Li Hashem. The Mishnah Lamelech was already omed on this kasha, Perek Dalet Mibikurim Halacha Dalet. So we want to understand why a ger can read when he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Where's the Asher Nasata Li Hashem? We also have to be medactic in the Lashon of the Rambam, that after he writes Shaisha, etc. Ainan Kara Lefishen Yuchol Nomer Shadas Natali Hashem. He writes, Avager, Mevi Vikore Lefishavram, Uavhamon Goyim, Uavlechol Agerim. So, Chora, Seifel Avresha. He starts with the Psul of Asher Nasatali. And he says, but a ger can read because Avram Avinu is his father. So what did Avram Avinu is his father? That only helps us for Avos Seinu. What about Asher Nasat Eli Hashem? The Rambam started off talking about the problem of Asher Nasat Eli Hashem. And then all of a sudden he does an about face. Like some people say, he does a 360 turn. And he goes ahead and he says, but a ger doesn't have to worry about it because Avram Avinu is his father. But Vakasha Avram Avinu is his father. But he started talking about the problem of Asher Nasat Eli Hashem. And the ger has that as well. So the Heilige Gaon Rav Nosson Gishtetnu Zatzal answers as follows: Das HaRambam, that since Avram Avinu is of Hamon Goyim, and he's of L'chol HaGeirim, and Avram Avinu had a Shavua that he was going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, Memela the Ger is also Zara Shel Avram, who's Yoresh Es HaAretz, and that they don't give Mechelik in Eretz Yisrael to a Ger that's Nisgayer, because since Eretz Yisrael was already given to the Bnei Avram who were there B'Shas Chalukas HaAretz, so there's nothing left to give to the ger. So even though Me Ikar Hadin, he is the Yoresh of Avram Avinu after the Giyur, nevertheless, you don't give Mechelek in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael was already Mischalek. And which Jew are you going to tell that he is losing his portion in order to give it to the ger? It's not fair. And even though he's Zara Shel Avram, but he's can't get Eretz Yisrael, can only get what the people already got. It's too late now. So you're right, he's Zarah Shel Avram, but he's not shaykh to any shevet that would enable him to take his chelek. Was already given out. Now, after the ger buys kark in Eretz Yisrael, because he's now bringing bikurim from these fruits from his karka, now he has a schus not only b'toras lokeach, he also has a schus b'toras yoresh me Avram Avinu. That since he became a ger, he is now the zerev of Avram Avinu. And since the zerev of Avram Avinu is yoresh es haaretz, the ger also has a schus yoresh es haaretz. But as long as he hasn't been kona karka mesuyemes, he didn't have, there was nowhere for this Yerusha to be chal, because there's no karka left for him. But now that he bought karka with his mammon, so now karka has been opened up, and he gets now the karka, not b'taras lokech, but b'schus Yerusha. So now the Rambam is mamish gevaldik. After the Rambam writes, she'isha etc. ain karwin lefi, she'en yuchol no ma'ashe nasat li Hashem. They can't say Hashem nasat li Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the nekevus and others a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And even b'shas chalukas haaretz, women weren't given karka, since they don't have a schus yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, even though they're part of the zera of Avram. The Rambam, like see, the Rambam added, aval ager maybe v'kayre lefi shenamar l'Avram avam when given esaticha harayav l'chol oylem kulo shenichnas n'tachas kanfei yeshchina ul'Avram ha'isah shuva t'chila shir shuvana v'saaretz. That ger can read and bring and read, because about Avram Avinu it says, to Avram Avinu it says, av mon gim nisaticha. He's of the kol olam kulo that are nechaz tachas kanfei yeshchina. And Avram Avinu had a shvua that his children are going to be Yoresh Eretz Yisrael. So since the ger now is like the son of Avram Avinu, he also has a schus yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, and the karka becomes like his. And he can say Asher Nasat Eli Hashem like any other Jewish person, because the ger is no less, since he was kona karka in Eretz Yisrael. So now this karka is given to him b'taras yerusha. So now he has a schus yerusha b'taras b'no shel Avram Avinu, who was promised with a shvua that his children are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. And this ger is also like one of the sons of Avram Avinu, and he is very well in the category of Asher Nasat Eli Hashem. So we talk about solve the Asher Nasat Eli Hashem problem, because he was given it by Hashem, because now this ger is b'toras Yerusha, since he is the son of Avram Avinu. Just originally, you could, before he had land, he couldn't bring because he didn't have land. The Yerusha wasn't able to be chal, but now the Yerusha is chal on the land that he acquired. So that's the beautiful teretz of Rav Nosson Gishtetner and L'Haris Nosson and Parashas Kisav. When he continues, and he brings from the Kesef Mishnah, who explains the Rambam, who writes, Ulavram Haisa Shvua Tchila Sheyushu Banavis Haaretz, from there was a shvua that his children should inherit the land. Kolomar, Af al pish Avram av l'chol ha'olam lo net lo agerim chelek baretz m'nei shebetchila kodim sheyomar lo ki av hamon goyim nesaticha haisa ha'shvua sheyarshu vanav nimsa shelo zachu ba ela banav mamish. So he says that even though Avram Avinu was the father of the whole world, the Geirim didn't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, because before he was told that you're Av Hamon Goyim, there was a Shvua that his children should inherit. So it emerges then that the only people who really inherited are his true biological children. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. First there was the Shvua that his children get it, and then he's called Av Hamon Goyim. Therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says the only people getting Eretz Yisrael are not the Geirim, but is only his real children, who were included in the original Shvuah Sheyarshu Banav, but not those who are included in the Afamon Gimel Satiha, not the Geirim. It's very difficult to understand this Kesef Mishnah, because according to this, it emerges that the Rambam is coming to exclude the Schus of the Geir on Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. The only people who were Zocha in Eretz Yisrael were Banav Mamish. Abazoi, we have Akasha. So how's the Ger bringing and reading? There's no Asher Nasatali Hashem, since the Ger is no Schus Yerusha Beretz Yisrael. And the Rambam here wants to say a reason why the Ger is maybe Vekore. So why is the Kesef Mishnah bringing a Raya for the Rambam? That's a steer to the Rambam. He's coming to be Mamayit, the Schus of the Ger, and the Rambam is coming to be Marbe, the Schus of the Ger. So that's a funny little Kesef Mishnah. That's so funny that the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tav Chavav Itaka asked this on the Kesef Mishnah. Look also in the Shagas Aryeh and Simin Mem Tes. But according to what we're saying, it's Gevaldik. That the Rambam says, well, Avram Haisa Shua Tchila Sheyirshu Banav Es Haaretz, it's coming to be the Mechazik, to strengthen the Koach of the Ger. That since Avram Avinu was Av Hamon Goyim, and he's also the father of this Ger, so Avram Avinu had a Shvua that his children are going to inherit Israel. And Memela, this Ger, is also going to be Yorish Eretz Israel, because he's also Zayrish El Avram. And he can say about his karka, Asher Nasatu Li Hashem, since some karka opened up that he can yarshin. So he's zelchan not only b'toras lokech, also b'toras yoreish, like every other Jew, gevaldik. And that the Rambam emphasized, Avram ha'isa shvua tchila sheyirshu banav es haaretz. What this means is that if the haftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Morish Yisrael to all the others, in other words, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then the Ger wouldn't have any Schus Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. That even though Avram Avinu is Av Hamon, and the Ger is like the Zer of Avram, but he still doesn't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was only given to Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this Ger is only Zerah Shel Avram. He's not the Zerah of Yitzchak and Yaakov, because they're not the Geder of Hamon Goyim. And it emerges then that the Ger can't say Asher Nasata Li Hashem, because he doesn't have a Chelek and Achlan Eretz Yisrael Mitzad Yerusha. In order that you shouldn't ask such a Kasha, the Rambam says that the Shvu of Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael Abanav was said to Avram Avinu first, before Yitzchak and Yaakov were born, because in Parashas Lech Lecha was said, Yitzayin Ches, V'nasat V'zarech HaKorech HaSeretz Megorech HaZkol Eretz Kanan Lechuzes Olam. And this Haftacha of giving Eretz Yisrael was said when Avram Avinu was commanded on the Mila before the birth of Yitzchak and Yaakov. So it emerges then that the Zera of Avram alone have a Schus Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. And since Avram Avinu was Av Hamon Goyim, therefore the Ger, even though he's a Yorish from just Avram, he can say Pri Adam Asher Nasata Li Hashem, because he's coming Mikoach Avram Avinu, and the Ger is Taka the Zera of Avram. So it's Mamish Kishmak. Avram Haisa Shvua Tchilo, it's just Avram. So therefore it's not Talui Yitzchak and Yaakov. Well, Avram Haisa Shvua Tchila writes the Rambam Shir Shubana Besaret, because it's only Avram, not Yitzchak and Yaakov. Another kasha that needs a yishuv is what the Mishnah Lamelech brings in the third and the fourth parak of Bikurim in Halacha Gimel, that with respect to Bikurim, the Rambam paskins Ger Mevi Vekore, and he can say Lav Osenu, and with respect to Vidui Maestris, the Rambam says in Uchas Maestris Sheni Parak Aleph Halacha Yitzayin that Gerim Vavodim are not misvada, because they don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Dan 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 dan. And it says kasher nishbat el avoseinu. So how do we can resolve this this conflict, this conundrum of the Rambam passing by Bikurim that a ger is maybe vikare, he can say l'avoseinu, but by vidu naisris, gerim v'avodim are not misvada because they don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and it says kasher nishbat el avoseinu. So the Mishnah Lamelech brings the teretz in the name of the Kapis Tamarim Sukkah Lamed Ches Legabi Bikurim. The pasuk says a lashon of asid. And since this is so, a ger can also say this, because even though they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but la'asid lavo, the gerim are going to have a nachala betoch Yisrael, like it says in the book of Yecheskel, at the end of Perek Mem Zayin. Look also in Koheles Rabbah, Perek Aleph. But gabe vidui meiser, that it says, Asher nasata lanu Hashem, kasher nishbat l'avoseinu, which is referring to the past, a ger cannot say, you already gave us, because they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So since by Bikurim, it's lashon asid, so they can say, that you gave us a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but that you're going to give us a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but if you do Meisr, which is past, you gave us a chelik they didn't have in the past, only in the future, so therefore they can't say this Vidui Meisrus. And they say for Mishnah Rishona, he asks on this Mishnah Lamelech, when he brings the name of the Kapis Tamarim, he says, what are you talking about? By Bikur Molso, the Pasuk says, L'sha'avar. Asher nasata li, parashas kisavo, chavav yud. So, since we have a pasuk by Bikurim of Asher nasata li, you see it's also past, so a ger shouldn't be able to read. So it's true there's a lashon Asid by Bikurim, but there's also a Lashon Avar. And the Sefer Maraponim to the Yerushalmi, he's Matar to the Gabi Vidwi Meiser. This Asher Nishbat al Avoseinu, Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, is referring to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, who were told al Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, Shemos Gimel Ches. So the Pasuk, the Gabi Vidwi Meiser, where it says Asher Nishbat al Avoseinu, is only referring to Yotzei Mitzrayim, and the Ger is including Yotzei Mitzrayim, and therefore you can't say Vidwi Meiser. So you can look there. In the Maraponim to the Yerushalmi, Perak Aleph Halacha Hey, and we should all be Zoha, Lomod, Lulamid, Lishmar Balasas, Lulakim, is called the Rezamutur, Osobi Ahava, Amen, Via Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest and Most Beloved Friends.